So having understood this, having got some idea of what we mean by this word ideal, we come to a very important question. And with this question, we start coming to the heart of our subject tonight. The question is this. We've spoken about the ideal home. We can all understand what that might be. We've even mentioned the ideal wife, the ideal husband, the ideal job, even the ideal egg whisk. But we've forgotten perhaps one thing. We've left out of consideration one thing. What about the person who uses all of these things? What about the person who enters into all of these relationships? What about the individual human being? We seem to have lost sight of him or of her. And this very easily happens in the midst of the complexity, as it often becomes, of modern life. So the question that we are really asking is, what is the ideal man? We all know what is meant by an ideal home. We all know what is meant by an ideal wife or ideal husband. But have we ever thought, have we ever considered this question, what is the ideal man? What is the best imaginable kind of man, of human being? Not just the best kind of husband, or the best kind of wife, or the best kind of employee, or the best kind of citizen, or the best kind of member of a particular social group, particular age group, but the best kind of man per se. The best kind of man as man. Have we ever really, seriously considered this question? Because we are men, and this question very seriously concerns us. What is the ideal for our lives? And the Buddhist answer to this question comes very clear, very categorical, certainly very unambiguous. The ideal man is the enlightened man. In other words, the ideal man is the Buddha. That is to say, the Buddha is the ideal of, or the ideal for, humanity, or individual human beings. Enlightenment is the ideal for humanity, for individual human beings. Now, how do we arrive at this? This raises three questions. And with each of these three questions, we have to deal in turn. And the three questions are, in the first place, what is enlightenment? What is this state, which Buddhism says is the ideal for man? What is enlightenment? Or if you like, what is Buddhahood? Secondly, how do we know that this state that we call enlightenment, this state that we call Buddhahood, is the ideal for man? How do we know that? And thirdly, where does this ideal of enlightenment come from? Whence do we derive it? Whence does it originate? So these are the three questions with which we have to deal. What is enlightenment? How do we know that enlightenment is the ideal for man? And where does the ideal of enlightenment come from? And once these three questions are answered, we shall have, perhaps, quite a good idea, at least a general idea, of what is meant by the ideal of human enlightenment.